The interwar and World War II periods are dominated by historical accounts of Nazi atrocities. Hitler and his blood-soaked henchmen were responsible for suffering and brutality on a massive scale. But less well-known are the horrors imposed by Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin upon his own people during the period between the late 1920s and 1940s.
In terms of ruthlessness, bloodlust, Stalin remains one of the greatest villains of the 20th century.
World War II accounted for some 60 million dead, but by many accounts, Stalin himself personally oversaw the murders of up to 100 million Russians during this same period. They say that sometimes a home has a way of finding its owner.
Look how pretty this house is.
Like the most beautiful colonial house.
Millicent had both a name and a stately bearing that harkened to a bygone age. And this 17th century colonial estate near Fredericksburg immediately piqued her interest when it landed in her Facebook feed as an advertisement. Now, here she was.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I love it.
Oh, it's so bright.
And the classic architecture and elegant crown molding made her smile as soon as she walked in the door.
Oh, the colors are so soft.
Jack was pretty sure the sale was in the bag.
It's fabulous.
This species of tree lizard was used to the cover of the dense Amazon rainforest. Now, exposed on the sunny banks of a river cutting through one of the heaviest areas of deforestation, she suddenly found herself in great danger. The call of a lone vulture overhead made it clear. It was time to make a quick return to the green canopies, into which she could easily blend. Harold Barker had a long rap sheet. A 9-time loser, his convictions ranged from simple burglary to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. But Detective Benjamin was skeptical. It was too easy. Barker only had 3 years left on the sentence he was currently serving. Why would he so casually confess to the killings that had baffled New Orleans police for more than a decade? Anthony had all kinds of experience with animals. Growing up on a ranch in Wyoming, he learned how to handle livestock as part of a ranching family that went back 8 generations. But now he was down on his luck. And when he saw the job listing for a llama wrangler in New York, he figured it would be a great way to see a big city and earn an honest wage at the same time. Of course, he couldn't have known that there weren't a lot of farms in Manhattan and that the adult entertainment industry had developed some pretty strange job titles over the years.